From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. Utah's eviction freeze for people affected by the pandemic ends May 15th. KUER's Emily Means tells us some groups are asking the governor to extend the moratorium while the state implements a rental assistance program.
Nearly two dozen community advocacy organizations want evictions deferred until July 15th to more closely align with the federal freeze. Bill Tibbetts from Crossroads Urban Center says he's concerned some landlords will try to put tenants out as soon as they can.
When people reach the point where they're showing up at a shelter, it becomes a lot more expensive to help them meet their basic life necessities.
But the Utah Apartment Association says stopping evictions is no longer needed because people have access to government aid. Jonathan Hardy with the Department of Workforce Services says their new rental assistance program is for people who don't qualify for unemployment benefits.
We'll look at 1 month at a time and make a determination on what is needed. But again, we're trying to keep people in their housing, so we'll make the payments according to what their needs are.
The governor's office says it's reviewing the moratorium order. Emily Means, KUER News.
Starting today, Harmon's Grocery is looking to earn its cookie-selling badge on behalf of the Girl Scouts of Utah. Stores throughout the state will sell these iconic cookies to help move 100,000 unsold boxes. They were left over because cookie booths were suspended in March because of the pandemic. The cookies are the same price, and all the proceeds will benefit the state council. 60% of the organization's annual budget comes from cookie sales, and it supports programs for about 7,000 girls here in Utah. Small businesses and nonprofits in Utah that rent commercial property may soon receive financial relief from the state. Businesses can qualify for up to $10,000 if they claim Utah as their base of operations. They also have to show that they have lost at least 50% of their monthly income because of the coronavirus. Qualifying businesses and nonprofits can apply starting on Monday, and they'll be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. $40 million will be available through the Commercial Rental Assistance Program. Utah reported its second-largest daily increase in new COVID-19 cases today. That's since the outbreak began in the state in early March. The state now has nearly 6,000 confirmed cases of the virus. That's an increase of nearly 200 cases from yesterday. So far, more than 138,000 Utahns have been tested. Data from the Utah Department of Health show most people contract the virus from others in their household. Only 11% is spread from the community. So far, close to 2,800 Utahns have recovered. The coronavirus disproportionately affects minority communities in Utah, according to the state health department. KUER's John Reed tells us that there are several efforts now underway to help those communities, and one of them is launching this weekend.
One of the major initiatives is the COVID Community Partnership, created by state lawmakers and local health officials. They're focusing on things like widespread testing and food and housing assistance. With minority communities accounting for nearly half of the state's COVID cases, but about a quarter of Utah's population, State Senator Luz Escamilla says targeted efforts are needed to fight existing hotspots.
So right now we're talking about the Hispanic Latino community, right? But who knows? In 2 weeks, we may be talking about the African refugee community. And, you know, Pacific Islander communities are also seeing hotspots in Utah County, for example.
Maria Montes is with Comunidades Unidas, which has been helping with the partnership. She says her biggest concern is how many undocumented people or families with mixed immigration status don't have access to federal relief.
Many of those folks are also frontline workers, so they're being exposed on a daily basis without receiving a stimulus check in the mail.
On Saturday, the Community Partnership is offering free COVID testing at the Utah State Fair Park to everyone who pre-registers and connecting people with other resources. John Reed, KUER News.
And today would have been Ahmaud Arbery's 26th birthday. He was the unarmed black man in Georgia confronted by two white men back in February. One of them shot and killed him. As part of a national movement, people are gathering this evening at Sugar House Park in Salt Lake City to run with Maud. A video came out this week showing Arbery jogging before he was killed, and it sparked national outrage. Natalie Pinckney is a South Salt Lake City council member. She says today's run is about feeling safe.
When you are a small minority in Utah, you don't really see yourself a lot. So when you can come together and see other people who look like you and you don't feel like you're alone in that space, it's really helpful.
The two men were arrested and charged with murdering Arbery yesterday by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpore.